Joining us from Washington, D.C. is the radio host of the Morning Blitz on ESPN 980, which airs on weekday mornings from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. We got Al Galdi. Thank you so much for joining us, Al.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you? How was your weekend?
Not too bad. Redskins won. It was a good one.
All right, well, we'll dive right into it since you already brought him up. So, yeah, the biggest headline in D.C. and for all D.C. sports right now is Washington Redskins have won four straight games after starting the season 0-2. I mean, against a team in the Philadelphia Eagles who looked like they were flourishing, started the season at 3-0, kind of coming back down to earth at 3-2. So what were your major takeaways from that game specifically and how the Redskins have been able to turn their season around?
Well, I think the biggest thing the last few weeks is the improvement of the defense. The defense looked really bad early in the season, got some takeaways, but the run defense was atrocious. The third down defense was awful. The pass rush is basically non-existent. The last few weeks, you know, the run defense still is an issue. The takeaways have actually dried up, but the pass rush has been so much better the last few weeks. I think the tackling the last few weeks has been better. Still not perfect, but better. And the third down defense has been so much better the last few weeks. And the defense, at least over the last two games, has become a strength, which is amazing to be able to say that now, given where we were just a few weeks ago. So I think you start with that. The running game was exceptional on Sunday. To put up 200-plus yards with three different backs getting in on the action with Jones and Kelly and Thompson, that was awesome to see. You know, Jones also had a really great second half against Cleveland a couple weeks back, so the ground game has been a factor. And then there's the quarterback. And, you know, the passing game I thought was mediocre over the first five games of the season, and we were all kind of waiting for Kirk Cousins to have that one first truly really good game this year. He was so good for so much of last year. We hadn't really seen that this year. Well, we caught this past Sunday, and that's with a bad pick six. You know, even with that play, he had a near pick in the end zone, but he made plays. He was really good with his legs. I thought he had by far his best game of the season. So those three things coming together, you know, they've gotten some help from the opposition. Eagles had a bunch of penalties last Sunday. Ravens called a weird game offensively, fired their offensive coordinator after the previous Sunday. So, I mean, look, they benefited from some things going their way, no doubt. But bottom line is that they are playing better. And to beat a team, you know, you just mentioned Philadelphia. The Eagles had been doing really well.
Right.
And, you know, it's one thing to beat, say, a Cleveland. You knock off Philadelphia, that to me says something. That this team, you know, you may not just be talking about a team that's lucked its way into a few victories. The Redskins on Sunday, I thought, looked like a legitimately good NFL team.
Right, and I completely agree with you, and you mentioned it about the Eagles. I mean, just a couple of weeks ago, remember, this team destroyed the Pittsburgh Steelers 34-3, and everyone thought that the Steelers coming into the season would be Super Bowl contenders, especially in the AFC. So I'm definitely impressed with that Redskins victory. But, Emma?
But when you look at it, as you previously stated, Matt Jones specifically went for a 135 and a touchdown. So can you just talk about what has changed in his game or even the offensive line play that has allowed the run to finally get going? And we've seen it. It's proved a lot of positives heading into future games.
Well, Jay Gruden on his coach's show on NBC4 on Saturday, I thought put it perfectly. He said there basically are two Matt Jones. There's tentative Matt, and there's what Jay called War Daddy Matt. And War Daddy Matt is a back who is decisive. He's a back who's generating yardage after contact. He's a back who's running with the kind of violence that brings to mind Marshawn Lynch, and that's the comp that Scott McLuhan made when the Skins drafted Jones two backs ago. And I think when it comes to when Matt Jones does well, it's because he's playing like the War Daddy Matt, you know, and for whatever reason, there are times when he is tentative, when he's indecisive, and you can see it in his runs. You know, he doesn't always make the right decisions in terms of selecting holes and things of that nature. But when he's on, he can be quite good, and we saw that on Sunday. And I tell you one thing that I think factored into that is, so Jones at one point had a run for minus 2 yards. He then got taken out of the game, and they went to Rob Kelly, and Kelly quite quickly had a 45-yard run. And all of a sudden, the Jones you saw from that point forward was more decisive. And, you know, sometimes having your job threatened, having your place on the totem pole threatened, that can do a lot. You know, that can get, you know, serve as like a kick in the rear end to somebody. And I think that might have happened with Matt on Sunday. Now, the Skins have done things like this before. They sat Matt before and then he's kind of reverted back to being tentative. So, you know, we don't know that, like, he's finally found himself and he's off and running. But to see him perform as he did on Sunday was great. Or Robert Kelly, I want to see more of him. I think this guy's got a lot of potential. He was one of these stars of the preseason. And you brought up the offensive line. I don't think we can say enough about this offensive line. Trent Williams continues to play like the top five left tackle that he is. Their center, Spencer Long, started off the season, playing as kind of like a combo guard center role. He had his best day as a Redskin on Sunday. Jay Gruden admitted that on Monday. This offensive line did quite a good job. And for the Redskins to do as they did, not just with the running game, but overall on Sunday, you know, they put up 493 total net yards of offense. They had their best offensive day of the season, despite being without arguably their best offensive player in Jordan Reed. And they did this against an Eagles defense that entered the game statistically among the top two or three in the NFL so far this year, depending on what you want to go by. That says a lot about that performance on Sunday. And, it was a collective effort, no doubt, but it was a really impressive effort.
Right. I completely agree. And just going back to that Eagles game, what helped propel the Eagles to such early success, especially within their first three games, was that they were controlling the time of possession, they were running the ball, and they were allowing their defense to rest a lot. And we've seen, like, for example, with the Dallas Cowboys, that's become a recipe for success, because although, like, Dallas doesn't have the biggest stars on the defensive side of the ball, when you have when your defense can rest, that makes an ordinary or average defense look better than what it is. So I specifically wanted to touch on the fact that, you know, they were able to, the Redskins defense was able to pressure Carson Wentz, especially look at Ryan Kerrigan, who had a couple sacks there in the first half. So they were able to not allow the Eagles to control the time of possession. You know, they had 9 more minutes. But going back to the offense and specifically Kirk Cousins, you mentioned that Jordan Reed, you know, is out for like a couple weeks or so. And, you know, Vernon Davis finally had his first touchdown reception since becoming a Redskin. And then we look at the Josh Doctson situation, which is one of the weirdest situations I've ever like heard of in terms of injury reports. Now it seems like he might be going on the IR. We don't know. I heard Jay Gruden yesterday in the press conference just saying that, man, just Josh Doctson just wants to get on the field and he just can't right now. And that it was one of the weirdest medical situations going on. So looking at their offense moving forward without a guy that you mentioned was probably arguably their best offensive player in Jordan Reed, a guy like Vernon Davis getting his first touchdown, Doctson's still an injury. It is still a puzzling situation, and it was a first-round pick and was supposed to make a major impact this year. How do you see this Redskins offense moving forward? Do you think Matt Jones can continue this and, you know, Kirk Cousins' success with that passing game?
Well, I still see the passing game as the strength of this team, and we haven't seen it yet. I mean, it's kind of funny because the running game has had more really good games than the passing game has so far this year, which you would have never thought you'd be saying 6 games into the season. But I still buy into this passing game. I still think it says a lot that they're 4-2 and Kirk has had one truly really good game so far this year. You think about that. They're 4-2 despite that. Imagine if he catches fire, what that record might end up being. So I think you still count on the passing game more than anything. I still want to see more from Matt Jones. I mean, I can see him becoming Marshawn Lynch kind of back that Scott McLuhan teased him to be last year, but I want to see more of that. I mean, I can't just go off 2 really nice games over the last 3 weeks. And, you know, even that Browns game, it was the second half that was good. The first half really wasn't good for him in that game. So show me more. I mean, I'm open to it. I'm welcoming of it, but I want to see more. I think with this passing game, you've just got so many weapons. Absolutely. Even if Reed is out for an extended period of time, let's hope that's not the case, but even if he is, you've got Jackson, you've got Garcon, you've got Crowder, you've got Vernon Davis, who had a couple of nice catches there on Sunday. You know, they like Niles Paul. They're not throwing him many balls, but they like him. They feel like they can use him. Chris Thompson can be impactful as a pass catcher. So even if Reed is out for a while, even if Doctson never sees the field again this year. And by the way, I don't think he will. I think he's on a one-way street to IR, and I think it's going to end up being a lost rookie season for him. I hate saying that, but I mean, it's impossible to ignore the signs that we're getting here. I still think that this passing game is the strength of this football team. What you want from, especially like the defense, it doesn't have to be a dominating defense. It just has to be, you know, average to above average. You can give me that, And this team can make the playoffs again. You know, the standard doesn't have to be dominant. It just has to be, you know, decent decent or decent plus. You do that, and this team, I think, is more than capable of winning 9 or 10 games and making the postseason for a second straight year.
And then now let's